It's us again. It's not Frank or Bing or Perry.
It is not Madame DuBarry.
We're not Robin's little band of merry men. You pardon all the fuss. It's us again. It's us again.
It's not Judy, Peg, or Ella.
It's not any other fella.
We're not cooks that Duncan Hines would recommend.
But sing a song we must.
It's us again.
Now they might call me Old King Lear.
And I might be Queen Guinevere.
But no siree.
He's just he.
And she's just she.
Gee,
it's us again. If we haven't got a dollar, holes are in my shirt and collar.
We'll still be singing in the same old way.
We're here to say we like it that way. It's us, just us again. Now if I were a millionaire,
I'd spend your money everywhere.
But no siree.
We ain't got much,
but we got us.
Oh,
it's us again. Astronauts may fly to Venus. Stars may crash and fall between us. We'll still be singing in the same old way. We're here to say we like it that way. It's us, just us again.
That's right, folks. It's us again. Dave and Anna coming at you.
Welcome to the Cameron Says.
Good night.
Show.
Here on Lover Radio, Love Underground Vision Radio, and for all you streamers out there, welcome to the Catman Says Goodnight Show. And we're going to bring you our usual
Trivial Hour.
Country Classic.
Cut and Paste Hour. Dave and Anna's Cut and Paste Hour. How's that?
That's very prophetic. And we're going to have our British Invasion on the second half of the show, and of
Dave's
course,
country pick.
Well, that's that's a country pick.
And a guest star.
Our guest poet, which we'll keep a secret until we
unless they blurt it out like I usually do.
Yeah. So, how has your week been, Anna?
It's been very interesting. We've had a visitor.
Yes, we did have a.
We had a very nice visitor who has been on Lover Radio too. His name is Joseph Aurelian, who's from Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Yes,
he is the new editor of Shoes Magazine.
Yes, he dropped in for a couple cold ones and for a couple days. And it was good seeing him, and we had a good time. And as we usually do, having fun. I guess that's what it's all about here. Fun, fun, fun.
If you don't say three times, it's just no good. No. At least three.
You can kick it up a notch. You know, right. I wanted to say, since we had our cable turned on, well, not, you know, we don't pay for it, of course, but we have learned a little bit about TV.
That is as boring as it ever was.
And something that we really learned about TV is Frank, Michael, and Linda were nice enough to send us an installment of their Shaman's Den show, and it was the program with Barbara Golden, and
that was very interesting and enjoyable.
Well,
wasn't it?
What I learned about TV is, it seems there that Frank L&M, or FL&M, I meant to say, they seem to like to watch a little bit of the boob tube too.
Hmm.
Do you remember?
Yeah. Shall we tease them on air about it, or what?
Tease them on air?
Yeah.
I think we'll just let it be now, because we don't want
to. We won't tell them.
We don't know
how
much.
Part of an Elvis biography,
on VH1
right?
Today, right. Yes, yes.
We won't say that.
No. So, we'll say something. Oh, do you have any... You know,
what? I'd like a shot to start with.
Oh, yes, yes.
Of our favorite drink, boys and girls. How do you spell this, boys and girls?
K-A-M-C-H-A-T-K-A. Kamchatka. We're going to have our shot right now. Pouring Anna's. We are drinking out of a Armor South Dakota shot glass.
Which is a gift from our favorite pal.
Everybody knows Armor South Dakota's very own
Dan Box Motor Lodge.
That too. That's an Armor, yes. And it's downing her shot. And, ooh, a little bit overflowing there. Old Kamchatka, it's $6.49 plus tax, $7.41 it comes to.
On the Pensy side.
That's right, cheers. On the Pensy side, right. And the New Hope Pensy Loke.
Now, why don't we just get a little formality out of the way and tell them our address so they can write in those wonderful letters and cards?
Well, why don't you do that? Why don't you do that?
Dave and Anna Christie, with a Y, 31 Waterloo Street, New Hope, Pennsylvania. And the zip is...
Well, you tell us, folks.
18938.
I know why she did that, because she wasn't really quite sure what it was.
I have trouble with numbers.
18938 here in the USA. We won't bother giving out a phone
number. You
stop
looking at me like that?
I said...
You lecherous
you know
man.
What, yeah, but you know what I just said? I said we won't be giving you a phone rumber or something.
Rumber?
Yeah, because I was looking too much. Well, you can button up a little bit if you like, and I won't be distracted.
That would choke me.
You remind me of Elizabeth Taylor when I look at you.
Full on? You mean like
yes,
that?
Yes. So... Anyway, folks, welcome, welcome, welcome.
You know, I'm getting tired of repeating the same three words.
What, did I say that earlier?
Yes, what? I even said it.
Well, why don't you repeat three words sometime?
Okay.
So, what's new?
I don't know.
How was your week?
It was the same as yours, because we spent it together.
That's right. Yeah, well...
Well, yours is probably worse than mine, because you worked overtime, so...
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of that overtime thing.
A lot of landscaping and stuff, right?
Yes, a lot of landscape and plowing away and irrigating and tilling and siding and roofing and plumbing and
painting. I think you're lying about the roofing.
Landscaping.
Just because you're in the attic, it doesn't mean you were roofing.
That's right.
Thou exaggerate, young man.
Yeah, we're doing all right. Everybody, you know, everything is going copacetically. And we're looking forward. This is... I don't know when the show is going to be replayed, but it is July right now, and we have our car due for inspection. And that's what we're looking at this month, and we're broke, as usual. So, anyway. And we have a spinning mobile spinning above us right now, even as we speak. We have a new thing. We have developed the Alphabet Poet Mobile.
Mobile.
Well... But we're going to have many of them, so...
No, it's one big one.
Well, we invented the Alphabet Press Mobile.
Yes.
And we are in production right
now.
You
did the mobile. I chose to put him on.
We are in production of putting different poets on cardboard.
On us from a ceiling hanging by thread.
Hanging from a... Yes.
That's right.
String.
It's not string, it's thread.
With a tack attached to the ceiling. And so far we have...
Two people.
Well, we made... Yeah. Yeah, we've made three, but we only have two. We gave one of them to Joe Varelli. We did a friend of his on a card. An Alphabet Press Mobile.
One of his gals.
Yeah, one of his femmes. So, I don't know, Anna. Why don't you say we go to the Country Classic?
That'd be cool.
Yeah? Okay. Okay, we'll be folks back. Brought to you by the Country Classic Hit of the Week.
Cows went dry and the hens won't lay. No place I can borrow. I'll give the landlord all the news. The rent comes due tomorrow. Lots of money in the bank. Says that's where they keep it. Not only wouldn't lend me some, wouldn't even let me see it. Well, Luther, play your old banjo. Keep those guitars strumming. Put more water in the soup, there's better times a-coming. Now Mary Lou could pull a plow, if only I would kissed Mary Lou but once, then I have to leave her. Makes my collar get too tight and starts a burning fever. So Luther, play that old banjo, keep those guitars a strumming. Put more water in the soup, there's better times a coming. My rooster used to chase the hens, he just kept getting thinner. Afraid he'd run himself to death, so I brought him in to dinner. Cotton crop is mighty poor, weeds are really growing. I need a woman pretty bad to help me with the hoeing. I'll let her play that old banjo, keep those guitars strumming. Put more water in the soup, there's better times a-coming. Well, a man came by the other day, hunting manual labor. Told him I ain't seen the guy, why don't you ask my neighbor? Now come on, boys, and grab your gal, get your heels up higher. Don't let someone steal your gal, just hold her a little tighter. Oh, Luther, play your old banjo, keep those guitars strumming. Put more water in the soup, there's better times a-coming.
That was very enjoyable, Dave. Who was that?
That was Del Reeves singing a country classic, Better Times A-Comin'. That's off a 50 Stars, 50 Hits sort of compilation. It's a pretty funky record, actually. A lot of old-time stuff and pretty hardcore, I'd say. Hardcore country. Country classics. None of that stuff you'll hear on that chrome-plated radio stations out there. Anyway,
nothing but a piece of gypsum board.
That's right. On the Gypsum Trail. Don't squat with your spurs on. Donna Hatchooch. Better times are coming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. Frank said, don't sing anymore. Okay. I won't sing. Please try to control me this show, okay?
I'll try.
I'm trying hard. Do you have any jokes picked out or thought about? Or
not yet.
But maybe it'll be some jokes in your future, folks. You know, country classic, British Invasion, special guest poet, artist, slash
that's enough to make him turn it off.
Slash, and maybe the joke corner, we could call it. What would you like to call it? Cornbow.
No, that goes with Tybo. That goes with the song that was just done.
That's right, cornrow.
Right.
Whoops, I hear some noise over there.
It was a motorcycle backfiring. Or a tourist with too much excess...
Gas?
Yeah, from the ice cream.
Anyway, folks.
In this town...
How are you folks out
there
today?
There are thousands of people walking around with cones of ice cream. And sodas and Starbucks coffee.
The
tourists out there on Main Street, like about how many yards would you say that is from this window of our bedroom office?
To Main Street?
To Main Street, not much.
I would say it's about 15 yards. Nah, a little bit more.
More, yeah.
20 yards as the crow flies.
It doesn't go that way at all.
But
I've never seen a crow fly that way.
You know what's surprising is, and I don't know if folks out there realize this, but we saw in the newspaper a few months back that New Hope was ranked the number that was the fifth most artsy
towns in America, in
touristy
the USA.
Town. Well, yeah, more stuff. It was like San Francisco was one of. It was in the top five. Provincetown was in the top five. Was that in the top five?
I think.
Five?
I can't remember the other one. And then there was...
Yeah, I can't. I think... Yeah, I can't remember the others either. But
New Hope
was number...
We were really surprised,
actually. But New Hope was number five.
Ranked right up there.
So we thought that was... Oh, boy.
So keep away, guys and girls.
Yeah, stay away from New Hope.
Take your cameras back.
Spend your money elsewhere. And don't vote for George W. Bush. I can't emphasize that enough. Please, do not vote for George W. Bush, and don't spend your tourist dollars...
Why are you worried about him, like, putting more people in jail for marijuana and stuff?
Well, I'm just...
And cutting all benefits to the poor?
Well, yeah, that would be concerns, but, I mean, I just don't want him because, hell, we had his father, and then we had... But we don't want another Republican. We should get rid of Republicans. Maybe we should just...
I think the country on a whole is ready for Republicans.
You know, Ralph Nader would be a good choice for president. You know, if we were voting. We don't vote, folks.
Or Betty Friedan.
I think she passed away.
That's why she can't be.
I think so. Oh, or is that Bella Abzug?
Bella Abzug.
Bella did. Bella. Bella Lugosi.
Famous for her big hats.
Yes. Anyway, this is the Can Man Says Goodnight show. And I don't know if we should have our featured poet on the first half of the show or the second half of the show. What do you think?
I can't tell.
You know?
My name is Chantel, who can't tell.
Chantel, who can't tell. Come with me to the Casbah, and we shall make beautiful music together. Did I sound like
a phony?
Pierre Rimbaud, or what?
Rambo?
An airbrushed Pierre. Rudy the cat is on our bed right now. He's mopping himself up. He has got a bad case of flea dermatitis, the little bugger.
And they're saying out there, why is he on your bed? Well,
he doesn't have fleas, but he
has bites from from the fleas have irritated him from last year.
Last year, they're still bothering him, and the vet, we got him fixed. Yeah, we get a discount. You know, you get them fixed. It costs like $10. That's what it costs us to get them fixed. And
that includes no anesthesia.
Huh?
That's why it was $10. No anesthesia for the cat.
Addington the Bear. Does that name mean anything to you?
It means a very nice bear with a raincoat.
Yeah.
And
exposing
called a Macintosh in England, and yellow galoshes.
No, it's called a Mac, isn't it?
Macintosh, or take your Mac with you.
Ah, because I know that in the Beatles
Yeah, song, short for Macintosh.
And like everybody always used to try to figure out what...
Oh, they didn't know?
What some of those words... No, who the hell would...
My grandmother was nicknamed Mac because my family name is McGregor, MacGregor.
Listen.
So my grandmother was called Mac.
Mac the Knight?
My dad would call her Mac.
Don't sing it.
And my mother...
Really?
...would call her Mac.
Hmm. That's a good nickname.
And she would call me... You little chicky or something. What did she call me? It's something really weird.
You little kavilta fish?
No, my grandma wasn't Jewish.
No, I'm not saying she is. She could call you that. Doesn't matter.
She says, I can't believe I just forgot. I'll remember towards the end of the
Kipper tape. Feet.
No, nobody called me that. I call myself that.
Oh, really? I thought your father called you that.
No, I was lost in a department store.
That's right, that's right. Yeah, tell the
story. And the police found me or something. They asked me what my name was. And out of the blue, I said, Kipper Feet.
That's weird.
And when my mother found, like, it was a big joke, I guess the police told my mother what I called myself. And it became like a nickname for me. My mom always said it. My dad would never have it. My mom always said, oh, Kipper Feet, come. She'd write nice letters to me. Kipper Feet, we miss you, come home soon, or something.
Oh, wow. So why don't
I just said that out of the blue.
Why don't we start
like
our shows by saying, yeah. This is, welcome to the Cam Man Says Goodnight Show. This is Dave and my partner, Kipper Feet, over here. Let's give a big round of applause for Kipper Feet.
Isn't that weird, though, that I made that name up?
Definitely.
I mean, just like that.
Yes.
And my feet aren't smelly or anything. They're fine. They've never smelled.
No, they're
just regular plods, yeah.
A plotsy. So, why don't we have another drinky-poo? Huh?
I'm still left with a residue of thought from, you know, the shoes editor staying with us for 4 days, so...
That's right.
I'm still thinking in words, in visions of feet and foot.
That's right.
And shoes and boots and...
Number two is, is in the works, but there were some technical difficulties, but it'll be done in the next week or so. Cheers.
Hardy har har. Cheers, Dave.
Cheers, Kipper Feet. Or Zanna. You're getting a lot of nicknames. Zanna. We like to...
Mistress Zanna.
Mistress Zanna. And Kipper Feet.
The Dominatrix.
So, welcome to the camp.
Who wouldn't hurt a flea?
What?
Who wouldn't hurt a flea?
You?
Or hit anybody. The Dominatrix who couldn't. And how's that?
Like the little engine that couldn't.
Right. The dominatrix that couldn't. Mistress Zanna.
You know?
I like your Wetlands t-shirt.
Yes, I have a new t-shirt.
Has an eagle on it.
Yes.
Obviously saved.
And on the back, there's a whole
once
bunch
extinct.
Of interesting animals. You want to, should I turn around?
I'd love you to turn around. It's about time.
Dress for radio.
There's a beautiful lion on the left. There's that same eagle. They repeated it, of course, on the right. They have a beautiful brown bear.
Can't you go any faster than that?
He's doing the limbo. They have this crested crane or something. They have
a gorilla.
A peacock. No, that's you. That's in the front. They have a kangaroo type thing and a crocodile. Yeah. A couple lily pads and
okay. Rainforests and everything.
And then back,
complete
turned around and back to reality. King Kong.
King Kong. Oh, no, that was
oh, God, you come back to life again.
Oh, I don't know how the hell we did that.
Defibrillating yourself.
yes.
Boy,
so,
look at you.
What?
Look at you.
Don't sing,
you're
please.
You're a picture of nothingness.
Nothing for success, everything to excess, right?
Right. Who sang that song?
Look at me. Who?
Look at
I'm
me.
I'm a vision of...
Boys and girls out there.
They don't know. I don't even know. I think it's either somebody like...
if any of you guys out there...
Escavada or...
Who? Is that a guy? A singer?
Alexander Escavada, or it could be Sunvolt.
Who's that?
They're these alternative country type music.
Sunvolt?
Sunvolt, Wilco.
Wilco, I know.
But, that's sort of alternative. I don't know if it's really alternative country, but it's alternative like country. I don't know. I mean, I think it's
do your eyelashes country. Ever itch?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the eyelash doesn't etch the
skin
going under
into
the
it, yeah.
skin, and you just pull a little bit.
And then you like
the...
you pull out an eyelash, and I read once that it takes like, I don't know, 6 to 8 months or something to get a new eyelash back if you rip it out.
Really?
Yeah. So you shouldn't like go as a habit ripping your eyelashes out.
Well, I don't do that. I don't do
but
that.
I've done that to see how much pain I could take.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'm a dominatrix to myself.
I see you haven't closed that top of your... What do you want to call this? A dress?
Yes.
You want to just unbutton another button for me?
There's no need. It's already open enough.
Oh, okay. So, folks out there, what do you say we try to get
you could undress your dress. Undo your dress. Your Wetlands t-shirt. Whip it off your shoulders and...
And turn into Fabio
and do your abs and stuff. Your what is the upper stuff called? Your pecs are the chest.
Yeah.
The arms are the what?
I don't know. I don't know what the arms are.
All you guys out there who are exercising while playing on your computer, and women too.
Forearms.
No, the muscles.
Biceps.
Biceps, triceps.
And calisthenics.
No. Sounds good though.
Well, sounds bad.
And Generation
me.
X.
Look at me. Look
that's made you
at
sound.
You. Me or you?
Me, because I said Generation X.
Yeah. Anyway.
We got off track with the cats. Joey's in here, too.
Where is he? Oh, yes, he is. Joey is lying on the footstool, which Anna should have her leg up on, but if the cat's involved with that, she won't move the cat.
Yeah, I do. He's orange.
And Rudy the Rutabag is lying on the bear, lying on the bed over there.
You already said that.
Over there. Yes, but then you introduced Joey, or I did.
I told you to say about you, Joey.
If we can end this half on
help
a high note.
Help me make it through the night.
If we can,
I don't care.
If I can get you through this... this half of the show.
Yeah.
You will be rewarded at break time with a doobitch.
Say it again.
Doobitch. So, try to...
Doobie, doobie, doobie.
Let's save the... I guess we'll have to save the our poet, our guest poet, to maybe start off the second half of the show.
It's a really, really good show.
A really, really big... A big poet, really, 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 really big shoe here. For all, come on, kids, let's hear it. Let's come on, folks, give it a big hand for. What do they say now? Give it up for. Come on, let's give it up for him.
That's the opening act.
Bam! Bam! Let's kick
he
it up a notch.
Scared the cat, look. He, like, jumped.
I love that guy, Emeril Lagasse.
You are showing such a low part of your life, you know, watching TV.
Well.
Because you got cable. You know, Lulabelle gave up a cable.
And you wanted it back so bad, it wasn't funny.
I just like watching Bravo.
Bravo!
And the cooking shows, of course.
Yes. Emeril Lagasse, please.
Yeah, and the VH1 series on autobiographies on different people.
Yeah, we watched a little bit of
people.
Elvis today.
That's real cool
the
stuff.
The Elvis movie, which was pretty bad, but I mean...
It was touching.
Well, the acting was pretty bad. It was really, really bad acting. I mean, right? Oh, you don't agree?
I just saw that Elvis's sideburns weren't exactly the way they really were.
Who do you think you are? Gene Chalet? Do you think he has a computer?
Yes.
You know, he can hear our show if we wanted to. You know?
He probably is listening.
He's like sort of like a oversized Steve McDarris. Catfish.
Oh, now you're changing who it is. Before
well,
it was
you said
Shriver.
That. You said, huh? No,
Shriver.
I think.
Well, that's true.
I think the Catfish McDarris looks like Avery Shriver.
Yeah, but that's what gave me the idea because I said.
You said
Gene
it last
Shalit.
Night. We were talking about Gene Shalit and Gene
Yeah,
Chalet.
But he actually looks like more like
See
Shriver.
The USA in Chevrolet. He does.
Steve McDarris is a poet. Wannabe, his type, from Milwaukee.
Whoa.
Woe is me.
Don't sing, okay?
They,
anyway.
Those guys out there didn't tell me not to sing.
Well,
they told you not to sing.
Well, they're about to. So
they'd never tell me. I'm too nice.
You are?
I'm too artistic.
Autistic?
No, I'm artistic.
Artistic?
Yeah. Well, you're just like...
I'm the glue that holds the...
You're the glue stick of my life.
That's right. That's right. Man, oh man, let's have a drink.
And also the love of my life. My loving glue stick.
Very well. Thank you. Dun-dun-dun. 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 That was Elvis' theme song. Dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun. Hooked on VH1.
I didn't know that Elvis Presley raped his wife.
Well, that, you know.
Don't get in trouble.
Pardon me?
Don't get in trouble.
How could I get in trouble by that? You're the one who says something that is really just portrayed in a movie. You don't see anything. It's just implied. Right?
No, because afterwards she said you didn't have to rape me.
Well, that's her, I guess she's in control of that. Maybe I'm sure it's quite possibly true. But that's her, I guess she had these, you know, she's the one that they consulted for the movie. Or
well, he was dead. That's why they made the movie.
Well, yeah, but they just, yeah.
They made the movie about Elvis because he was dead.
What, Elvis Costello?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Cheers.
You're such a ham hog.
You're just a Hammond organ, a B3.
That's a group, isn't it? The B-53s?
The B-55s? BI-4539. That is lighting up a value time, just regular size cigarette. Trying to tempt me to...
Light a cigar?
No, undo that other button there. But
it doesn't need it.
This first half of the show is winding down, and we're going to...
We'll put our guest part right on the other side.
Yeah, we're going to take a break and a few and come back with and introduce the guest poet. And we'll let him do his thing, and then we'll come back and... Buck around a little bit and play the British Invasion tune.
The highlight of the tape, of course.
The highlight of the tape. And, Anna, you have anything you want to iditarod to the situation?
No, I think we're ready to proceed with caution.
That's right. So stay tuned. Well, you're premature again, you know.
Not stay tuned, because it's continuous.
But no, but for us, we're taking a break.
Yeah, not for them.
No.
Well, hopefully. I mean, they probably will... heart taking break right now, even as you
speak. Turning off the radios, even as they...
They're getting sandwiches together made out of mayonnaise and turkey and tomato
and tartar sauce.
Crisp cold bacon.
Crisp cold bacon on an evening.
Remember they told you not to sing?
Yeah, sorry.
They said you didn't sound like Bing.
I just can't. Can't control myself.
Didn't we see a biography on Dean Martin?
Yes, we did. Dean Martin, and we saw one. Oh, that was very cool. Bob Guccione.
That's right. That was interesting.
And who else? We haven't seen really that much, but we've seen a lot of cooking shows, but not very many biographies. We saw someone else. We saw one on somebody else. I can't remember. Whoa!
The Monkees.
Tabernacle, look at, listen to that. This side is rapidly coming to close. We're out of here.
Bye.
No, I know I prematured again. Well, but this time it is truth. Say it.
Stay tuned for the second half of it. What is this show?
Can Man Says Goodnight.
Okay. Turn us off. Oh, I don't know. We're confused.
Hey, welcome to the second half of the Can Man Says Goodnight show. And right now, we will... Whoa, and more feedback. Right now, we would like to introduce our guest, featured guest poet. His name is Robert L. Pennock, and he comes from Louisville, Kentucky. And he does live really close to where they run the Kentucky Derby every year. But not only is he a poet, but he was the editor of a pretty cool small press magazine called Chance Magazine, and that is no longer around, but Bob's still around, and he's going to come at you right now with a few poems, so hope you enjoy. Take it away, Bob.
On April 28th, 1998, a few days before the Kentucky Derby. This is significant because I live 200 feet from Churchill Downs, and next weekend I'll have drunks sleeping in my front yard. It's Mardi Gras, with bourbon instead of beads. This recording was produced and engineered by Robert Shelley in Louisville, Kentucky. Okay. First poem. Siempre. I remember you touched by holier hands than mine, and leaning into that void of helplessness, your brown eyes scared with the realization of who you were not and what you were not becoming. Your hands would clutch at any icon, the crucifix, the phallus, the bottle of mad misery you poured yourself into, always hoping for relief, wishing for a cure, some magic to change you from poor, desperate creature. Wash your insides, bleach your heart, put back the broken and empty pieces, and make you clean and whole again. Your hourglass refilled. Your high school yearbook face unlined, 16 years old before everything went away, leaving cold night, increased gravity, gut a wet mop, inside twisted, wringing wet, and always slowly unwinding. I remember you sad and proper, reminding yourself not to beg when the scraps were yours to keep. I work in the court system, and this is a court system poem here. It's called Incident at the Office Christmas Party. We knew things had gotten out of hand when old Hamilton tried to fuck the copier. We pried him off, poured more punch down him, awaited the next event. Nancy told us she hated our guts, and we applauded. Dave and Jerry came out of the closet with a slap fight over Ron in accounting, and Big Mike and I slipped away to smoke one in the coat room. Donahue was in there going through purses. We split the money and made it back just as the fire was brought under control. Everyone agreed it was the best party ever. A love poem. This one goes out to what's her name, wherever she is. Time. I knew this form in Texas that made me want to die and die again. She was blonde and vanilla with just a jot of brown and green in her flesh. One night while we lay in bed, more or less together, we heard sounds outside her weathered home. She pretended to work the furnace, crouched low, naked on the January planks. I stole out the front door, circling the house with an open pocket knife. There was no one out there, no peeping Tom, and no one inside when I returned. But I lay down with the idea of her and slept until almost morning. 10 years passed and I failed to age, only this body wearing, wasting, working its way down. Might as well follow up with another Loeb poem, carefully written in the third person. The names have been changed to, you know. Denouement. Perhaps he shouldn't have written that letter, but she was young and loved his poetry and talked of coming to take care of him. And he couldn't do that to her. So he wrote her in great detail of his drinking, his two ex-wives, and the others, including the married woman who gave him herpes on New Year's Eve. He told her he loved her and was afraid of hurting her, the way young fathers are afraid of dropping their newborn child, the way no one wants to handle a priceless, delicate vase. She left him alone after that. He wrote poems and lived a while longer. This poem is suddenly vital here in Louisville. Recently, a prisoner died in the jail being shackled, and a guard has been indicted for murder because of it. This was written prior to that, though. This is called Blue Forms. In the jail where I once worked, it often became necessary to subdue a drunken or mentally ill prisoner. Hearing voices or simply answering the shrill, mad call of the unstrung psyche. Some would turn alley cat, climbing the concrete walls to drop on the guards, all claws and teeth. The preferred method of dealing with this was what I call the 10-guard pileup, the idea being to ground and hogtie the tiger as quickly as possible. Then there were the blue forms to be completed, each officer detailing his role, the amount of force used. It was a way to catalog the free variable of violence in the maelstrom of the jail, a way to track the unforeseeable events, the animal flare-ups, like a telescope recording spots on the face of the sun, like seismographs following vibrations, like headlines or poetry. They're coming for me. Here's a poem about art. This old shack. Winter has moved in. The grass and shrubs are as dead as Dillinger. Mornings, frost covers my car, and the cold floor makes my shins ache. There's no sign of my ex-wives in this house, nor any hint of those who lived here its first 96 years. Noodles, my little dog, asleep in the next room recliner. The furnace works as planned, and I write this letter to you beneath my father's lamp on a $25 Salvation Army desk. I play Brahms, have Clay, Monet, and Van Gogh on the walls. Certain nights my thoughts burn with culture and history and fire. This poem is about, I guess, desire. It's called Tender, T-I-N-D-E-R. Someone said they saw you coming out of that bookstore, brown paper bag under your arm, like a furtive prize. I thought of the liquor store on the corner, my own brown paper bags, and what we do to ourselves just to feel something, a buzz, an erection, any disruption of the norm. Perhaps we are thwarted heroes, needing a great event or cause to throw ourselves into. Perhaps the quiet of drudgery, cleaning, rent, time clocks, kills us as much as bullets, fire, or flood. Either way, the same result. But goddamn, I want to burn. Burn for the good, like St. Joan.
Thanks, Bob. That was good.
That was excellent.
Good poetry,
yes.
As usual. Yeah. Sorry about the feedback. No, that was good. Thanks, Bob. That was
wrong. What are you going to do now?
What?
What are you doing now, Dave? Pop it up again.
Just popped the top on
another libation.
On a Bud Ice. Courtesy of Joseph Virility.
From Bridgeport, Connecticut, the editor of Shoes. Give the address.
P.O. Box, Joseph Virilli, V-E-R-R-I-L-L-I, can be reached at P.O. Box 1932 in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Zippo is?
06601-1932.
Another guy without a computer.
That's right. So he needs all the mail that he can get, especially from all you femmes out
there. Is that why they call us beat poets? Because we don't have computers?
Or something like that, I guess.
You think so? I think so. I'm beginning to think so. Well, can I have a shot while you have your beer?
Well, yes. Yeah, yes, you sure can. Yes, is as customary around here. Anna has her beer in a little shot, in a shot glass.
That's because you forced me to have some kind of beer. I don't understand that.
Force?
Yes, I'm forced.
You are the table tennis champion of the world.
Did you ever see the movie?
Shoes?
Who's Killing the Best Chefs of the Greatest Chefs of Europe, whatever it was?
Who are you asking? Me?
You,
or
my dear. I'm the audience.
7 million
out there.
People that are listening to
right.
it.
Right. No, did you ever see that movie?
No.
I think Zero Mostel was in it. It was so excellent. Each of these chefs were bumped off in different culinary ways. I think it was Zero Mostel, like they tried to force feed him with a funnel. They like forced his head back and they got this giant funnel and shoved food down his throat to kill him. There were all these different ways. It was a really funny movie. Who's Killing the Great Chefs of Europe?
Frederick.
Von Frederick. Schnitzel.
Frederick von Schnitzelhauser. He is killing the great chefs of Europe. British invasion, you. Don't forget, stay tuned. A little bit of British invasion coming up for you a little bit later. Even Anna doesn't know who it is.
That's not so.
Ho, ho, ho.
Do you want to hear a joke from the joke corner?
Yes.
Worried that it might be raining, a guy in an apartment complex stuck his head out of the window to check. As he did so, a glass eye fell into his hand. He looked up in time to see a beautiful young woman looking down. "Is this yours?" he asked. "Yes," she said. "Would you bring it up?" The man agreed. Upon his arrival, she was profuse in her thanks and offered him a drink. Shortly afterwards, she said, "I'm about to have dinner. There's plenty. Would you like to join me?" He readily accepted her offer, and they enjoyed a lovely meal. As they carried the dishes to the kitchen, the woman said, "I've had a marvelous evening. Would you like to spend the night?" The man hesitated, then asked, "Do you act like this with every man that you meet?" "No," she replied, "only with those who catch my eye."
What's the joke there?
Remember, she's leaning over the balcony and he caught her eye?
Yes.
Oh, man, you're so dense.
Well, it's not a good joke.
It's great.
Oh, man, come on.
Caught her eye.
Caught her eye. That's not a joke. Everybody catches people's eyes.
He actually caught her eye because she's leaning over the balcony. You forgot he took it up to her.
Oh, oh, oh.
Remember? But, it is funny.
Okay. Well, in that way, it would be funny, but it's not a real... That's a joke out of something that can't be... It's not really a real happening. Nobody's eye just falls out.
That's what's funny about it.
Holy bay.
Man, oh man, I want to vote out there.
Okay, send your cards and letters. That was that a good joke? Oh, this is. I think this is installment 15. Is this 15?
Je ne sais pas.
So go ahead. What kind of prize are you going to give away?
There's no prize. What?
Well, call in and see who's right, me or you.
No, you do that. It's your venture.
Is it a good joke or a bad joke? What do you think?
And now a break for the British Invasion song you've been waiting for.
Well, she was just 17, did you know what I mean? And the way she looked was way beyond compare. So how could I dance with another? Oh, and I saw her standing there. Well, she looked at me, and I could see that before too long I'd fall in love with her. She wouldn't dance with another. When I saw her standing there, well, my heart went boom when I crossed that room and I held her hand in my ear. Well, we danced through the night and we held each other tight, and before too long I fell in love with her. Now I'll never dance with another.
Anna is busy chewing some ice, and I'm going to try to fill in and introduce that Beatles song, British Invasion Beatles song, I Saw Her Standing There. That's the name of that tune, and that is from, that's actually from a VJ album. I'm not sure what it's called, but it's sort of like a... your mouth is numb, isn't it?
My mouth is very numb.
Oh, okay. So you just got away without introducing the song. You made me do it. Ta-da-da-lee, ta-da-da. You got to do another joke when your mouth unfreezes?
Nope.
Okay. Save it for next
time. My jokes aren't funny.
Well, come on. No, your jokes aren't. No, that was a funny joke, but well,
I thought it was really hilarious.
I didn't understand it. I don't know how anybody's eyeball can drop out.
It was a fake eye.
Oh, it was a fake eye. Did it say that? in the joke?
I don't know.
Well, I did like the joke. I love your jokes.
Okay.
I really love your jokes. Let's have a drink, okay? Let's have a drink.
Some of this ice.
Ice.
Tastes like bleach.
Bleach?
What did you do?
Nothing. I mean, what did I
yes,
do?
Yes, you did.
What, made ice out of bleach?
No.
Could that
nice.
Be done?
Sure it could.
It could?
Well, I don't know if bleach freezes.
Well, how come my ice doesn't taste like ice? Oh, ice. Well, I'll chew my ice.
Like bleach, you mean?
Yes.
Not like ice.
I know.
But I didn't poison you, poison me.
But that's the same ice.
No, you have contrived this plan.
I've contrived a plan with bleach, but I'm
the first
I'm,
three ice
I'm
cubes
using
are mine.
Same
those
ice
are the
cube.
Bleach ones. No, it was all planned.
You're out of your mind.
You filled up the ice tray with half bleach,
you
half
are
water.
Out of your mind.
You knew which hand I would take it out with.
Ground
at what angle?
To Major Tom.
You know, boys and girls out there, he sings that every time I'm out of control. He thinks that I'm out of control. God. The grapefruit you bought the other day for me was not a dollar.
Take your protein pill.
I wish.
Okay, have a drink.
Look like Crosby, Stills without Nash.
And Young. Why don't you sing a Neil Young song? It would be wonderful, wonderful.
You know it ain't easy.
Thank you.
Middle term memory loss.
I'm drinking water out of an ice full filled mug.
Insulated. I hate your ice.
Mug
when you leave the room,
fish.
When he leaves the room, boys and girls,
I steal
his ice.
Yes. Because I can't chew ice. I just like nice and. I like my water cold, cold, cold.
I like my ice in my mouth, crushing it heavily against my upper and lower jaw.
Well, you're not going to be able to do that. It's going to hurt your teeth, you know? Anyway.
Tell them about the lava lamp. I want a good description.
You tell them.
Okay. The lava lamp is black. Mm-hmm. The background, the water in it is yellow, and the blobbies are red. Now the blobby, there's a huge, big blobby going down the middle of the thing. It's got a big, fat, bulbous end. Another one is coming up to his right. It's rubbing against it. It's split it in half. It's flowing to the bottom of the lava lamp. Yes. It's becoming huge and phallic. Here comes the middle one and a baby. They collide, going right into the head of the penile erection. Oh, he slides easily over her,
whoops,
reaching up to another woman, another blobby, and another blobby. His head separates and severs from his head. A Mack truck hit him.
Blobby star.
Hi, blobby star.
Blobby, oh. Blobby star, blobby, blobby.
Blobby's at the
blobby,
top.
Blobby
Here
star,
comes
blobby.
A manatee at the bottom. Look at the manatee. Now it's a polar bear reaching up with arching his back, wanting to be humped rapidly.
In
now
succession.
It's turned into a great
expensive
candle for
eating
middle-aged women
tomato.
With a lot of money. cherry tomatoes on the right, raisinets on the left.
Looks and like such, a dolphin, actually.
Such is the life of a lava lamp.
Looks like a William Burroughs movie. yes.
Bacon brunch. All those guys, I can see those guys in Berkeley. They're all getting hard-ons. Right, you guys?
Hard-ons chair. I gotta get some WD-40 in this wooden chair.
Hard-ons in Berkeley.
Hard-ons in Berkeley. Exposed.
Once and for all.
So, welcome to the Cam Man Says Goodnight Show.
Keep all your cards and letters
coming in. Just keep them coming. I mean, you know, it's crazy, you know? Our mailman cannot handle it. The volume is voluminous.
Like
and,
these.
Oh, geez. Oh, gosh. If you could just see what I'm seeing right now. Should I describe it, folks? It's one nice...
English maiden's breast.
English maiden's breast. What size would that be? Like 44D? With a rose-petaled tattoo close to cleavage.
Leave it to.
Yes.
You know it ain't easy.
Okay, and anyway, this is the Cab Man Says Goodnight Show. Dave and Anna. Or Anna and Dave.
We haven't seen the Can Man in a while, right?
We haven't seen the Can Man.
We plan to take a picture, and if any of you guys want to send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Christie's address, the Christie's, Dave and Anna Christie, Alphabet Press, 31 Waterloo Street, New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Whoa.
07853. Wrong. 18938.
07853.
We will send you a copy of the picture of the original Can Man.
Well, we don't have that picture. Is like very small. You can't really see his face.
No, we'll make a new picture.
It's from a distance. Well, no, we don't have a picture yet. We have that one from afar. We can't.
Every time you get those letters, we'll have a picture.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, we're gonna bring that camera with us.
Let's look for sighting.
Picture. Can Man sighting, 11 o'clock.
At McDonald's.
Not the pantry. Wednesday. It's Wednesday night at the pantry. It's Wednesday afternoon at the pantry. It's Wednesday afternoon at the pantry. I would like to watch Elma Gantry.
They told you not to sing. Remember,
I'm
Bing?
I'm doing a rhyming poem.
Wasn't good.
Elma Gantry.
At the pantry.
Let's have a shot ski.
This is Dr. Christie.
Who, you?
You.
Dr. Christie?
Yeah.
It's you.
Dr. Christie offers me a shot, a medicinal shot.
Medical marijuana. Medical marijuana.
Medical vodka.
Thank you very much. Okay, folks. Can Man Says Goodnight. Whoa. I just heard some feedback. I sort of heard a knock on the door. Did you hear a knock?
Look at all those showgirls outside the door waiting for you to go on stage, Elvis.
Oh, thank you very much. Just come on in. Just come on in. Bring me some pills, okay? Just give me some pills. I'm sleeping now. He slept a lot by the count of that movie.
Yeah.
Cheers. Thank you very much. That's what's causing letters coming into the camera. Says goodnight show. Hey, listen, if you guys want to do me a favor, you want to do E a favor, I'm talking Elvis, not ETV. No, I'm sounding like Bob Guccione. Just keep your calls and letters coming into the Dave and Anna Can Man Says Goodnight Show on Lover Radio, 31 Waterloo Street, New Hope, Pennsylvania. Not Lover Radio, but Can Man Says Goodnight Show.
I can't.
31 Waterloo Street, New Hope, Pennsylvania, 18938.
I've been running black on
all
the songs.
Just tell them that the E sent you. Be good. They're not going to leave the bill around now. I'll see you next week. Also, the Can Man Show. I'm going to give it over to Dave and Anna now. Let's give it up for Dave and Anna. Come on. Come on, Dave and Anna. Come on.
Are you doing? I was trying to get an Elvis song. I couldn't think of one but tender. Love Me Tender.
Whoa. Turn that down. Come on. You're trying to be the production engineer. You're doing a bad job.
I don't touch those knobs.
You're doing a very bad job. You know what I'm saying?
I only touch one knob. And it ain't a radio knob.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't a celery knob.
Oh, that's all right, Mama. Door knob. That's all right with me.
That's all right, Mama. That's all right with me.
Hey,
that's all right, Mama.
Singing.
Any old way you be, well,
we
that's all right.
To be
nobody stopped me from singing.
Well, not yet.
They stopped you.
Well, actually,
you're cut off. You're out of here.
I'm out of here. It's out of here.
I don't know.
Singing is out of here. And
Comedy Central Pennsylvania.
Hey, for all you small streamers out there, just write in and ask which small press poet in our our
should
clique
be
of
hung.
Poets is hanging from our
ceiling
right now. I wouldn't go that far, but...
You said it.
Well,
who is well hung that's hung hanging from a ceiling?
That sounds better.
It's better to be well hung than hung, I guess.
I guess in modern day society it would be, yes.
Yeah.
So,
what if you're well hung and hanging?
Then you're
what
chilling,
if you're,
man.
Wait.
It's dope, you know?
I've got a third,
it's dope,
I've got a third possibility.
Yeah.
What if you're well hung and hanging from your well hung?
Buff, baby.
Buff. You gotta be buff.
You gotta be buff, baby.
Upside down, hanging from your wong.
I wish you were hanging upside down.
From your wong.
Anyway, I don't know. What
Willy Wonka and
the... Fuck, this chair is squeaky.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
That lava lamp is so erotic.
Yes.
Look at it, looks like a fist. Ooh, look, long mittens and great balls. Look at that.
Look
that
at
round
that.
Thing. It looks like the Scream turning into a submissive. Right? Look how his head is drooping down towards his...
His
toes reached up and hit him in the belly.
It's a space shuttle maneuver.
Please, space monodacy.
Okay, this is the Can Man Says Goodnight. We're just going to let Anna's description of the lava lamp take us out of here. So we'll see you next week on Lover Radio. We're streaming.
Tiny
and beaming.
Bubbles
and screaming.
In the air.
Don't sing.
I have not been told not to sing.
Sing about the
tiny
lava lamp.
Bubbles.
But first, say goodnight, folks.
Goodnight, folks.
Catch you next week.
What is it, Bugs Bunny? Goodnight, folks. Go on. The cotton dead.
Man, that's all, folks.
Jimmy Durante and Daffy Duck.
Jimmy Durante and George Jessel. Georgie Jessel.
George Jones.
My heroes.
Did I get it? It was very fruity.
My heroes.
They've told you not to sing.
I'd like to thank the Dean Martin here for giving me this roast. I am the Toastmaster General of the United States.
You're the toaster.
My smile on my mama's head.
I swallowed my mama's head.
Hey, don't be disrespectful.
As a lady in bed.
See you next week, folks. Take care. Can Man says.
I swallowed my mom.